Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show. How you doing, Fee?
Good, Bubby. What's going
there
on,
you man? Get situated here. Neil, how are you?
Neil, Mike.
Really good.
Indians. We got a guest in house today, yep. Don Shoemaker. The Big Shoe shows up.
Big
today.
Shoe showed up.
Excellent.
We got us a nice volleyball win earlier tonight.
Living right the before dream.
About that.
Pretty easy one, huh?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Good week for four recovery football. Nice win on Big Friday win. Night. That was
how about
one
that.
I enjoyed winning that sucker.
That was a toss up, I think, wasn't it? Going in.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Toss up. I actually didn't think we'd win that game. And I think that was our 11th straight win over Parkway.
Yep.
Was that right?
And I really enjoyed listening. I was there for the first three quarters. I'd left. I'd go down the mill. Turned on Fort Cover Radio. Shelby who, Neil?
Dermer.
Yeah,
that is.
That guy was great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
That's what Neil said.
You should have seen his notes. He did homework.
Oh, so he knew he was doing a game.
Yeah.
How'd you get
that? Play-by-play guy?
Sound
like professional.
That is...
I know who it is, but how did you line it up?
Well, at their some sort of family gathering, Mark Lochtefeld, his wife Heather is a cousin to Shelby,
yep.
And they were talking about he's a sports writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer. He covers Xavier basketball, but he used to do high school football. I think he said he did that for seven or 8 years, did play-by-play, and then he got into...
So is that a nephew that plays?
It would be his... It's his second cousin.
Second cousin.
So
okay.
So Luke would have been Heather's cousin, and then Luke would be... Shelby would be Heather's second cousin. Luke, or first cousin, Shelby would be a second cousin to
so
Luke.
So he texted and said, hey, this guy will do it, and you said...
He said, I think maybe... I don't remember when Mark said something to me, maybe at the WOW or something. Yeah. He said, just talking to my cousin. He'd like to do a play-by-play. I said, sure, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew we weren't going to have a great season. We didn't have Jeff Hobbs. And this guy might be as good as Jeff Hobbs was.
How old is he? He's pretty young.
Probably 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a young dude.
Oh, he's young.
Yeah, I was guessing under 30.
Good guy. Man, he was...
He's a hell of a lot better than Hobbs. Hobbs sucks.
Sorry, Hobbs.
Yeah, he's out.
He had a birthday, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's texting me happy birthday.
Yep. Well, he's in Delphus. He's superintendent at Delphus.
Yep.
Jefferson?
Yep. He talked to my mom when they put up the maintenance barn.
Yep.
And he asked, is that all the lights okay? And mom goes, yeah, I guess. They shot in my face at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you about something.
Okay.
While we're on the air.
Sure.
All right.
June?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just had true feelings. I thought we should have won the game.
We can't rip kids like that.
Everybody's telling me that. But
But
I was going on feet, and Calpe's, when he had to throw it,
we're not naming any names.
Okay. Right.
Right.
When he filled it the ball, was he like between second base bag and first base bag?
Who knows? We can't remember. Christ, we're old.
I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Then he heaved it. That's what you guys said.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a good play.
But between innings 3 and 6, nothing happened. And that was an excellent team, so you knew they were going to come back and beat us, probably.
Well, no.
When you opened up the door like that.
I know, but you can't, as we, we got to love these kids.
No matter
when you're in a state championship, I don't care if you love them or not, you got to win.
No.
You got to.
No, we're here to love them.
Totally disagree, but anyway.
We're here to love the kids. Okay. And I understand your feelings.
I'm trying to flip off
the we wanted to win, too.
Yeah.
We were dying.
Yeah, but we're like,
but
we can't go on so. And
Jeff Wendell called me the next day and he goes,
made a lot of people mad.
We were tight in high school. Yeah. I mean, real tight. He said, I didn't answer and I was sleeping. And he goes, he calls me Shoes. Shoes? I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell kids that they suck.
Yeah.
But in my day, we were on our own.
I understand that.
You can walk up to them and say it, but there's not a lot of people around. But you
don't put it on social media
exactly.
Where everybody sees it.
Exactly.
I was going to Kokomo that day.
Me and you and Harold and Neil are sitting here and we want to talk about it.
Hartford City, and I looked at Facebook and there was probably, I would say, close to 30 comments within a half hour.
Like, yeah, you were not alive.
Yeah, you.
Well,
we learn. We live and learn.
Right.
Too.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's perfect? Trump?
Call us that. Tell us that.
Trump might
they
be perfect.
They for 40 minutes. They still give him
By the way, I'm in a rage.
I am too about that.
What happened? Somebody put a Harris waltz in my yard.
That day?
Yes.
I don't know who lives there, but the corner where Scott Wendell lives,
yeah,
they got a waltz and Harris thing that says, let's win this, and then they got a Sherrod Brown thing.
Yeah.
Oh, then I guess that thing about the sexual thing with Brown, I guess they were saying that's a lie now.
Yeah, who knows? We're going to have some great discussion between now and November.
Well, what's really good is, since that sign was in your yard, I'm going to bet it came from Ralph Bechtel's yard, so people driving by 49 couldn't see it.
I guarantee Ralph's got his on electric.
Where's he live?
Yeah.
I've heard of the name. Where's he live at?
He lives right across the Wigs.
Dairy Queen. Big Democrat. Everybody, each his own.
I don't have any problem with that.
I said, right. Mr. Bechtel, he goes, well, it's Ralph.
Ralphie.
Yeah, I went to school with Doug and Eric.
Yep.
Mom, we had phys ed probably in 78, 79. It was together. So Doug was in the eighth grade. This is hilarious. And, you know, Mom taught at North Star. She had the motorcycle in the spring. So she put her pantsuit, like, on the back, and then she, like, jeans and T-shirt, you know, motorcycle equipment, and go past, and she went past the house, and first period, Doug goes, yeah, I saw your mom, Don, going past my house on her hog.
I do remember she had that motorcycle.
I don't remember. I don't know I ever saw her.
She got rid of it, I think, when she was about 65, and Dave Schreier bought it.
Really?
Yep.
I remember
me and Schreier, 79, they buy these illegal fireworks from Indiana.
No way.
Champ's cruising down Wager. You remember this?
Yeah.
And he goes, boom. And Champ made it down to the high school and took a U-turn. He had to come back and talk to you.
He took all her stuff, too.
Did he take it?
Yeah. He took it all?
Yep.
Then sold it to somebody else.
Confiscated and had his own party.
Yep.
We had a pretty cool neighborhood in Fort.
You had a good group.
Chew at 209.
We had a good
group. The Feed Hog at 208. Dave Schreier at 210. And Doug Wags at 213. How much cooler
Captain America?
Four houses.
Captain America.
Captain America was down the road.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Who was that?
Dilworth.
Captain America.
Kurt.
Yeah. You remember.
He's my mechanic.
No, that's
that, a hell lot. Nothing gets hate.
Captain America.
That's a hell of a lot of work for $300.
Captain America. Captain America was Kirk.
Yeah.
Might not get fixed the first
Kent.
Time.
Kent. Yeah. Kent. Yeah. Yeah. Kent. Yep.
Yep.
I never call him Kent.
So while we got you.
He died of cancer a few years ago.
Yeah. While we got you on here again. All right.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
All right. So let's.
I'm going to basketball games. So I ain't going to say anything.
You're going to be calm, cool, and collected. Because we get older, we got to. Right. But let's turn the page back.
It gets worse when you get older.
Let's turn it back about 40 years to your dad.
Oh, hell.
Who was the greatest for recovery?
Him and Portsy did not miss a purple and white game in the 1970s. They could be playing at Madison Square Garden.
Big Jerry used to take me to games, too.
Yeah. People don't know your dad. Most people don't anymore.
I mean, he died in the seventh grade.
Yeah. He was one of the greatest. I mean, he was unbelievable.
I can't remember. You remember.
Oh my God.
You were a freshman.
Jerry Boom Boom Shoemaker.
Boom Boom.
That's what they called him. Boom Boom.
Yeah. Don't have any idea why.
And he was about 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, pretty tall.
Yeah, 165 pounds where he went.
Yeah, but man, he always sat in that front hill. My God, what a great guy.
What I remember from the 70s.
He bled purple.
Remember the Hit Boys?
Yeah.
He'd always sit by them on road games, and he would always get pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like, Dad, you got the whole gym to sit at. You don't have to sit by these two yahoos. Because the one kid was fatter than Rick, and he was like a manager. I think he graduated probably about 80.
Could be.
And this is like 78, so he's only a sophomore.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
All loved him. Thank
you. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He told me, this is probably 95, he goes, Don, your dad was the best. I don't care what anybody says.
He
didn't take no shit.
Yeah.
He better not start it.
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah, we're on the air.
You're done.
But you're turning over a new leaf.
I'm fired. I lasted, 2 minutes and 32 seconds?
Yeah. Hey, how about a shout out to the Lady Indians volleyball team as they advanced first round of the volleyball tournament?
Big win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of business.
BCB.
25-12, 25-12. 25-11. Home of Dave Chappelle was there.
The Sisters game. Of the Poor.
Dave Chappelle.
Lot. Yep, Dave Chappelle.
What conference are they in Yellow Springs?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But now on Saturday, they play the Twin Valley South.
Yep.
Twin Valley South?
Yep.
Bring them on.
Absolutely. I think that's, is that 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. So.
Yep, at Arcanum.
10 a.m. at Arcanum.
Yep. That game will be on Fort Kevier Radio.
That's considered.
Yes, we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver.
Considering that a sectional title, right?
That is, they do district, and it's called District Quarterfinals.
District Quarterfinals.
First one was opening round. We were the only team that played. That was the only game in that sectional, or in that part of it.
We opted to do
then the
that,
District Quarterfinal, we wanted to play. Yeah, we could have, being third seed, we could have picked a bye, but, you know, we would go, what would that be, 8 days without playing.
Play four games in the district then?
Yeah.
We will. Nobody else.
You got to play against the state.
But then when you're you're in regionals right after that. I mean, you're boom.
Right. So
there's no sectional.
There's about two games, semi and finals.
It's still, you still got to win as many games, but it's just
they
a little
just don't call just it
different.
Yeah,
it's a little different than what it was when we.
When we were in the other thing, this is kind of a super sectional thing, and it just
I was looking
works
at
out
that.
Really well.
But the district's in Arcanum, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I was looking at that. New Bremen has as Minster's the number 3 seed in their sectional district.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And there's 4 teams in the top 10 in the other sectional.
Other district. Side.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. You'd think they'd maybe balance that out a little bit or whatever it is, but Jesus,
It's
a juggernaut.
Yeah,
it's a juggernaut.
Marion, Parkway, St. Henry, and Coldwater.
Crazy
about that.
Yeah.
Man,
and we won't have to play any of those teams for a long time.
Not for a while.
And we have a chance of getting to where we would play them.
Well, we would have to. Coldwater would be our team.
Is Division 6 the top five?
Right.
Like the entire MAC.
Coldwater comes that way.
It might be the whole MAC.
If I looked at, I was kind of just.
Yep. So we would. That would be our fourth game, our fourth match.
Right. Yep.
So we would be down there pretty good.
Van Day Butler, I think I read that.
Probably. So,
yeah. Hey, whatever it is, it
bring
is.
Bring it on. We don't care.
Let's beat Twin Valley South and go from there.
The MAC's got to be the toughest small conference in the state.
Well,
nuts.
Yeah. And, it you know, we would play, if we beat Twin Valley South, we'll play Arcanum. I'm assuming
a good team, a good record, like 14-3.
Well, and they beat us in the on a Saturday morning at their place in 5 sets.
Yeah.
And we played bad. And I remember distinctly, I think it was when we were off the air, but Brody Bargey was helping me. He looked at me and said, "We're a better team than they are."
Well, and if you remember right, we had Travis on. Yeah, we had Travis on after that, and he said that's.
Oh,
they would really recognize.
Yeah, they have no problem with playing them again.
Yeah.
So we got to play Arcanum on their home floor.
Yep.
Yeah. We played them on their home floor on a Saturday morning and got beaten 5 sets and played bad.
They started doing that in tournaments because years ago you couldn't play on your own.
Well, you
they ship you otherwise.
This first couple games you can play place your own. Yeah.
But they were set up months ago as being the district host.
Well, good luck to the girls volleyball team.
They're going to play a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Played
congratulations,
really well.
Cam Mullencamp. Second team all MAC.
All MAC.
I thought maybe Kennedy would have got something. I was a little surprised that she.
Me too, but you look.
Same with Carly. I thought maybe some would run off.
And again, you look at who's on that. Who do you take off to get them on that?
Yeah,
we always have two or three people that deserve to be on there, but there's nobody to take off. You know, like tonight in the first set, we were tied at 4. And then Kennedy served four service points in a row. Two of them were aces, I think. And that was over. And then the second set, she did, was tied 2-2. And she did 3 straight points, and the game was over.
And the Leonard's girl had like four service points.
To finish. Nevaeh, in that one, I think she did 6 straight points. Yeah. I think it was 18 to whatever. And she did 18. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 points.
Yep.
And she couldn't finish it off. I remember Rob saying, "Well, Nevaeh, she's done it a couple of times. She'll come in and serve out." It was at 18 points. Yeah. We needed 7. Yeah, she can get 7. Well, she got 5 straight or 6 straight.
So congratulations to the girls and good luck Saturday.
Moving on.
Make sure you listen or get down there. It would be great.
Yes. Yeah.
Nothing going on Saturday morning. Get down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got a big football game. It'd be neat to give Anna a little bit of a tussle there Friday night.
Yep.
That's hard. That's here, right?
It is.
Yep. Yeah, so we don't have to listen to the train.
They might have lost two games, don't they?
Yeah, they got a nice team,
they got
of course.
A good team.
But you know what, Fee? What the hell?
Things can happen.
Yep.
Who cares?
How did we only lose to New Bremen by two?
Well, the weather played a factor in that.
Yeah, that was a rain.
Rain and weather.
But you got to remember, we got hard-nosed kids. Now, we don't have very many of them.
They only got 22, right?
But we got hard-nosed kids.
They're both play both ways. You know,
yep. Yep, so Coach Niekamp's got them playing with a lot of confidence.
They would have
won that
and beat St. John's. Got a decent record.
St. John's had 2 minutes.
About 500.
Where they scored.
And we had that big turnover.
Two touchdowns, and that was the only difference in that
pause
game.
Y'all pause all I am, Bubba?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, if you
didn't
leave.
I should have had June the 10th, huh? Driving to Harper City, and they're blowing up my Facebook page.
Yeah.
30 comments.
Yeah. We have a big special deal going on Friday night. We have the dedication of the putting green, Joe Bruce putting green.
Oh, that is right.
That's at 5:15?
5:45. On the front lawn of the elementary middle school.
So make sure you guys get out there. It's supposed to be a beautiful 71 degrees Friday.
Yep.
And the Bruce family, and I'm sure
they're going to be there. And
yep, they're gonna have a. I think they're all gonna make a putt. That'd be nice.
Of course,
they are gonna make a putt. That's neat.
Yeah,
where's that at? That's by the elementary school.
No, it's by the baseball diamond.
Right, right.
By the baseball diamond at the elementary school.
West side of the outfield. Okay. They put a little putting green in there.
Yep. Yep.
So what else did he coach other than baseball?
Everything. He coached every sport except swimming and bowling, I think.
Yeah, and I guarantee he watched them sometime.
Yeah, he obviously was the head basketball coach when he went to state.
Yep. He coached football.
He had cancer and he passed away.
He
coached football. He coached girls basketball. He coached boys basketball.
What the hell happened?
Everything that you could possibly think of. Every single sport that we had. He even helped with volleyball.
Yeah.
But he didn't know much about volleyball, but he knew about coaching kids.
Yeah.
And how to get them fired up.
He was a great leader of kids.
He was the nicest person ever.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk some more about the Indian football team and their big game Friday and their big win over the Parkway Panthers. And we're going to talk more about the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, God.
Should we just skip that?
Skip it.
Okay, we'll be right back. Bengals? Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4044.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The staff of Fort Recovery Local Schools would like to invite the community to a special dedication ceremony of the new Joe Bruns Memorial Putting Green, established in honor of our beloved former teacher and coach, Mr. Joe Bruns. Please join us and the Bruns family on the front lawn of the elementary middle school at 5:45 p.m. on Friday, October 18th, as we celebrate Joe's contributions to our school community and the lasting impact he made on all of us. Then be sure to head to the football field after the dedication for the final home football game of the season and senior night as we recognize our Indian senior football players and cheerleaders. We hope to see you October 18th for this special night, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Joe Bruns Memorial Putting Green, located next to the baseball field at the elementary middle school.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Talk with Bub and Feet. I need you. I need you. I need to give me 1 minute right here, okay?
Okay.
One minute.
Okay.
Fee, we lost Chemo Bechtel.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fee, we. You cannot find one enemy of that guy.
Nope. About as nice a guy as you can get.
He was, and yeah. and
just awful.
Our town is hurting because yep. there's a that Bechtel family and the Hine family are very popular families.
Absolutely.
And Chemo did not have an enemy.
No.
Beautiful. I mean, his smile was.
Yep.
It just sucks, man. It just sucks.
It does suck. It's yep. just. I mean, you just pray for the family and.
Yep.
Mm. It hurts.
It does.
Yeah. yeah. And I knew him somewhat.
Yeah.
And it just kills me.
Yeah.
It does.
But
because those people are such good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess it'd be his sister-in-law. I guess he had a heart attack at the wheel.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Maybe he had a medical event. That
what?
He's your neighbor.
That, yeah, two doors down.
Right down around.
In fact, Jay texted Mindy and said
Monday
had a widowmaker. Because somebody must have been following him and did not see any brake lights. So,
wow.
Thank God those kids. Thank God those kids are going to be okay.
Yeah. Sounds like that.
From what little I know of Bechtel's and the, I think Molly's family was Kaikalas. There's no heart issues on either side of that. You know, Betty was 100 when she died.
Right.
And Ralph was well over 80.
Yeah.
So the Bechtels didn't have problems.
He said Jade.
I thought Jade had one.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack at 35 because he smoked like 5 or 6 packs.
Maybe there was something in the Kaikala. Part, no, but the Bechtels, right. You know, they live forever,
absolutely,
which is a good thing. But
but our we reach out to those families and I know that Jack has texted us about the Fort Carey Gala. That's what we're for.
Yes, so, absolutely. Like what can we do to help?
Absolutely.
Now we can't fix things.
No,
but we can help money wise.
Help
and,
a little bit.
You know, that doesn't buy a lot of. Doesn't buy things back.
No, but
you can take care of that. Can take
it's one less worry.
One less worry that you know, and that's a lot of people's main worry.
Yeah, I know.
Because when lose the breadwinner.
Yep.
You know,
they had a link on WCSM of the wreck, and looking at that truck, it's amazing that anybody survived.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I guess there was a fire too, because they said
I don't know.
Southwest Fire Department.
When there's an accident, they are there because they have first responders there.
So Fort River Radio sends our condolences to those families.
Sure, thinking about him.
We absolutely we are. Now, if you go outside right now, my Facebook is blowing up.
Oh yeah,
comment.
Comment going out.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, how about the Northern Lights? I never seen one.
Oh, it's wide open.
It's a different wide open.
Yeah.
Well, but
you can't go to bed at 6.
I didn't look this time because I am absolute light pollution.
Yeah.
I have Casey's next door.
Right?
Have the fire department behind me and the monument half a block away.
Would you shut up? I'm talking.
Okay, sorry.
So we're I'm trying to see this stuff and I can't. So I went out before I went down to the Ambassador Park. I couldn't see anything, but I took a picture with my phone. You can see it on the phone.
It's unbelievable.
I can't see it.
My wife did the same thing. Take a picture of your phone. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take a picture with my phone. I'll look at other people's pictures. I just have to look at a picture.
I think it was two nights back.
Couple nights, anyhow.
Yeah. And it's all up to Mr. Sunshine to.
Yep.
Whatever happens, that's what. Whenever Northern Mr. Light. Sunshine decides it's going to have solar flares, that's when we have it.
Mm. The moon right now is like, you don't need your headlights. You can drive anywhere you want.
Yep.
Light them. Harvest moon, right?
Harvest
moon.
Probably. I don't know.
Well, they're harvesting.
Yeah.
The moon's out.
Yeah. Sounds right.
And harvest it is. Moon. I don't know if the full moon was last night, tonight, or tomorrow, but there's a. It's a.
Beautiful.
I bet.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's awesome. And then I think the comet is in the western sky, I believe. I tried to look for it yesterday, but with all the light pollution at my house, I couldn't see it. So
go out and check out the comet and call. Yeah. Call in. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, check it out.
See if you have video of it.
Send us a video.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about? Hey, it looks like a comet. Yep, thanks for calling in.
Comet. We never get by call in anymore.
No. Well, you don't give them the Hastings hotline number.
4156-0096.
Top Wrench hotline.
Top Wrench hotline.
I did not know that number.
Oh, no, don't. She's going to have it now.
we're changing it tonight.
Yeah. Bubba, what's going on?
Most of the time,
down there,
we don't have Skype on unless we're expecting a call.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You can call it all you want. It won't matter.
I won't be on Zoom.
Won't get in. We're going to Zoom you in.
It's not enough to worry about being pretty.
You're beautiful.
I know that.
You're absolutely beautiful. You fit right into this.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Just like my dad, right?
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. We got, what did you think of the Buckeyes Saturday night?
I got to see about half of it. I was at that wedding.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the wedding.
Wedding was awesome. Yeah, I kind of like that. That's kind of a different thing when you go to city, you know. And
whose wedding?
Ryan Shane.
Oh, yeah.
He finally got married?
Yep.
Married the black chick?
Yep.
I saw her on Facebook. She's beautiful. I saw a black girl in 18 to 19.
It was neat.
Off of my same heart, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm all about the sisters.
Yeah. Oh, it was neat. It was fun. It was a fun wedding, and we had a great time.
So,
comic relief.
So you think the food was prepared by Mary Evers for $7 a plate?
No, probably not. It really looked real cool. Nice little venue.
Yeah, it was a good little venue. So where was this at? St. Henry?
No, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh.
Tennessee.
So he's living down there then?
He is in Louisiana.
Oh.
He's living in Louisiana.
So is a girl from Tennessee then?
No, they just guessing.
No.
I think it was kind of a halfway point between
families.
Some of them were in Bloomington, or not Bloomington, or Purdue, West Lafayette.
Yeah.
Some of them were in Georgia.
Yeah.
And they ended up in Chattanooga.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like 75.
It looked Friday night like you guys were having a hell of a time.
Oh, my God. They had a great time. Yeah, they had a huge car show there.
Yeah.
And then they had had a band that came out, and they were really good, and they had a laser show going on.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. So you got pictures on Facebook underneath your name?
Not me. 196 cars at the Fort Carey car show.
No, 206. 206.
I heard it's 200.
Really?
Yep, 206, awesome. And several of them didn't have the registration thing in the window. Either that blew away or they didn't even bother to register because they'd...
What a beautiful
A lot of people think it's going to be, judged by the best cars and all.
Yeah.
It's whatever somebody likes. So I voted for a 1929 Pontiac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did it win?
It won the Fort Recovery Radio...
Okay.
Yeah, so there's 40 sponsors, so 40 people get plaques.
Yeah.
And you can vote for whatever you want to. Now, there was also my old neighbors.
I'd always want to vote for John Bonvilla.
John Bonvilla.
He used to have an old truck.
Yeah. So Wilkers.
Dan had
one of his own. And then I think it was Aaron's daughter. She's like six. They put her name on it. The old Studebaker convertible, beautiful car.
Nice.
That was definitely one of the ones I was.
So this car show down there had six cars over $1 million.
Hello,
yeah. The first one came out on the auction was $3.5 million.
Wow,
that's what it started at.
Did you buy it?
I did
two of them.
No, I tied both hands in my legs, so I wouldn't even think about putting my hand. I'd sneeze or something stupid. What kind of car was?
I had no idea what it was.
They had so many names of cars I've never even heard of.
Ain't that amazing?
It's neat. It's some neat ones. How many years you been working on cars?
Too long. 40. 45.
40 years
old. You used to help your dad, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you still alive? I remember that.
Yep.
Close to 60.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things I can tell you about Harold you probably don't remember.
Thank God.
He dated Deb Vax. Remember Deb Vax?
Debbie.
And I had my drapes drawn, and I was listening
to stereo. First of all, what are you doing watching me with Deb Vax?
Yeah, what the hell?
The window was open. I looked over across the street, and I said, how in the hell did he pull this off? I got to go holler at him. I always thought she was hard as hell in high school.
She's a very, very nice girl.
Yep. The word never went out with me then, right?
Correct.
No, Jake.
That's correct.
You got to be kidding me. I want to go see Philly, the cool guy across the street.
He's not cool. He's a nerd.
Nerd kid.
Nerd city. Yep. Yeah. Right. So anyway, the Buckeyes beat tough loss.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was.
Man, there were just so many things that happened. Yeah. Onside kick, come on.
Oh,
they
they really dominated the game for the most part.
I thought, too.
I thought they should have won by about 14.
We just didn't get enough pressure on our quarterback.
And that, they always blow him stuff.
So what about our defense? I thought we had the best defense in the world. And we didn't.
Their offense is pretty good, though.
They are. I mean, sometimes you've got to tip the cap. I mean, they're really good.
Yeah, they're good, too.
I think I did see where Ohio State only dropped down to 4.
Yeah.
So
at least they're still recognized.
Exactly. We got a huge game coming up with Penn State.
Definitely didn't get blown out.
No.
So we'll smoke them. I'm saying
Penn State's pretty good.
Yeah. White out. I'm guaranteeing
it'll
be a white out.
Remember 2 years ago, TJ, number 44, dominated the game in the second half.
Oh, he won that game.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It wasn't that easy. Are you a Buckeye fan or not, Bubba? Come on now.
I'm a Buckeye fan.
He's looking at some
also
text.
I got us in the national championship. We're going to win it. We're going to play Oregon 2 more times.
Two more.
Big Ten championship and then the tournament.
National championship?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd say Georgia will probably have some. They got a big one this weekend.
Yeah, they do. Tennessee?
Tennessee and Georgia.
There's some great.
Again.
I'll tell you what, college football is so good.
It is
good. Isn't it a lot better than the NFL?
Well, I mean, it's just amazing when you look at college football and, you know, they've done so many dumb things.
Yeah.
And we get mad at them. And the NIL. And every Saturday is better than the one before.
It is unbelievable. They always have great games.
Yep.
Every week.
They do. And
game day is the funnest thing ever.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love watching that.
Pat McAfee
is the greatest.
He's a nut.
He is great. I love it. Yep.
But he came in second in the punt, pass, and kick contest to Holly Stein.
Holly Stein beating.
Really?
That is amazing.
Holly
was a different age group.
Yeah, they were just both there.
Yeah, they're both there. That's years ago, that
pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the Browns trade Amari Cooper.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
You got to do that.
Sixth round draft pick, though.
Third and a seventh.
They get a sixth and him.
Yeah.
Third and a seventh.
I'm just so disappointed in that team.
So what did the Raiders get for Adams? Nothing?
They got same thing about, wasn't it?
Third rounder. Yep.
Pair of sneakers
and a football.
Yep.
Yeah. How can these players pick who they want to play for? Because Adams, played with Green Bay.
I don't think anybody else was going to give him anything.
Well, you got to remember, those teams are eating those contracts. Mm-hmm. So they're taking a huge contract.
Yeah, taking a huge contract.
And
think about the Browns, though. They got money.
I know.
They actually have cap space.
Raiders are picking up the rest of it, right, with Adams?
Yep.
So they said anything about starting Winston?
Not yet. Stavansky says
he knows the back guy.
That
I would start
Watson gives us the best chance to win.
Should have been the starter week one.
Yeah,
he was good. New Orleans.
They're having a hard time facing up to they had the worst career of all time.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because of the Browns?
What else you got, Fee?
I ain't got much.
Nope.
How about you?
No, we got volleyball, we got football, Indian football, volleyball.
Volleyball Saturday at 10.
Fall sports is winding down.
About over.
It's unbelievable.
Dolphins in the book. How about track? Track's still rolling?
Yeah. I don't know details on that, but track still has another step of several people.
And yeah.
Joel, I think, came in second maybe in the district or whatever it was.
Wow.
Is that you?
What?
Breathing?
No.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But I don't know where it came from. I thought that was somebody.
That was Big Shoe.
Big Shoe.
Somebody let the air out.
So is the hoop schedule online now or not?
I don't know.
Just check
the girls is out. I seen it on Facebook.
It is?
Oh, okay.
They probably
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. They,
so when's our first game? Like November
30th? It was tiny and I couldn't read it.
That was
the 29th.
Yeah,
that
was right. Last weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say Amy probably already sent that to me, but I'm not. That isn't my mode yet.
I'm not.
Right. So she likes her new job?
She's That's great.
Still weeks
week.
From yep. now.
What? Yeah.
Good. Brody Bargy in the house.
Brody Bargy in the house.
Yep.
How about you, Randy?
Fresh from religion.
Yeah. We do a little practice?
Start Open gyms.
Basket? Yeah. Basketball pretty soon here, huh?
Yeah, we're starting already conditioning.
Can you dunk it?
Yeah.
No.
No, I can't.
No.
So you play too?
Come on.
Does he play?
He's about 6'2", ain't he?
Can he play? Yeah,
6'2" plus a foot.
Did you say play?
I don't
have you
this
been
kid's to, gonna be a stud
have you,
this
have
year.
You been to a basketball game?
And then
probably 17 or 18.
And then this offseason we're gonna put about 20 pounds of muscle.
Last year?
That was like 17 or 18.
Bitch.
That's what we like.
Oh well, he was in third grade in 17 or 18.
Yeah, okay.
he's a sophomore now, and he started probably the last five games of the varsity season.
6'4", 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". Can you jump?
Out of the gym, baby.
Out of the gym.
Give LeBron all he wants.
Two hands.
I'm a hoop junkie, okay?
He can give Bronny all he wants. I don't think he can handle LeBron.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Bronny is what I see.
I'm a diehard Laker,
two
man.
Two for 17.
Yeah.
6'5".
Yeah, 0 for 7 from the three-point range.
A little bit.
Bargy's her last name?
Yeah.
Are you related to any people in Versailles? That's Bargy?
Larry Bargy is my grandpa.
Was that the guy that scored 36 points against us in 78 with one arm?
That was Tim.
That was Tim.
Was it?
Yeah. Tim Bargy was some kind of bass.
Fastest human being I ever seen.
He was the gazelle.
Yeah.
Pad like on
home plate to first base, three steps.
Yeah. I told Brody, I think I counted when he was playing back in the early 70s, six steps from home plate to second.
That is unbelievable.
Huge steps and fast.
Remember when Moss played third base?
And home plate to second base?
I would throw it. He'd hit a ground ball to me at third. I'd throw it to first, and he'd round first, go to second.
Yeah. And, you know, and I was telling Brody also that back in the mid to early 70s that he and Tim Kanapke, they used to give either a batting trophy or most valuable player or something. And it was always one or the other of them. And Tim Kanapke, batting left-handed, his first foot was already out of the batter's box, and he would hit it down. And he would chop it to the third baseman, and by the third baseman touched it, he was already on first base.
Another guy was great as Harpo. Remember Harpo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it drives you crazy.
And that was back when he played Rover when they first made that 10th outfielder. Yeah. And he played kind of, you know, they kind of space him out now. Yeah. He played kind of between the left fielder and center fielder. And he did this several times to a lot of people. He would play out there and they'd get that base hit and he'd field it on the one hop. And he'd look like he's throwing to second base. He had such an amazing curveball. He would throw it. And the runner would turn to go back to first base, and that ball would curve, and it would hit Mike Greasup in the glove, and the guy would walk right into Mike Greasup's glove coming back. He'd round first, walk back to first base, walk right into the softball, and couldn't figure out how that happened.
Bill Clegg used to do that, too. Yeah. He had a cannon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a great set to play softball, right? In the 70s.
Big money. Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of several.
Saw him.
I'm trying to think here. The junior high football team concluded their season yesterday against the Anna Rockets. The 7th grade won 8-6, and 8th grade got beat 14-8. Both those teams are competitive.
Yeah, and a lot of kids.
Yep, a lot of kids.
We need a lot of kids.
And you know
Stay
what?
Playing.
Our junior high girls volleyball, also very competitive.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get some numbers. We start seeing some improvement in there. And,
yeah.
It's nice to see our junior high competing.
Good signs for the future.
Absolutely.
State champs in what?
There you go.
29-30.
Is that what you're calling?
We're going to win that one.
We're going to get her?
Don't mention any names.
No names.
Okay.
All right. We're winning.
No names mentioned. So once again, Friday night, Joe Bruin's dedication, 5:45 on the football or over at the baseball field at the elementary school. Get over there and be a little special time and a little special event. And then Friday night, the Anna Rockets come to the Barenburgie.
I feel good about we played well on Friday night.
Yep.
And I feel good about this game.
Well, I'm telling you, we lost a Hardnagle boy who sucks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I heard he had ACL, everything.
Went. Yep, ACL surgery, so he's done.
So that sucks, yep. But I'm telling you, them kids are, and the way we threw the ball, we haven't done it all year.
Yep.
It looks like we're getting a little bit more confidence.
Yeah.
And let's go out there and compete Friday night and see what the hell happens.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, the girls volleyball team, they're trying to advance in tournament, Twin Valley South. At 10 o'clock, Spencey?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. from our camp. Get your butts down there and root them on. Yep,
yes. And, you know, if you need an excuse.
Maid rights.
Yeah, maid rights are on the way back.
Yep.
There you go.
And Miller's Tavern down there on High Street in downtown Arcanum.
Probably get a.
There's really good food there. Yeah, well, that too, but they have great food. They have good really food. Good food.
So Arcanum's to the what, the left, as you go on today, 49?
Be to the right.
To the right.
Take 49, alternate 49.
Alternate 49. And it'll take you right past the school. There's a big electronic sign out on 49. That'll take you two blocks to the east, and you're right there.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a beautiful school, man. That is a nice school.
New
school.
Shout out to my partner.
Yep.
2 days.
Yep.
Birthday.
Absolutely.
Yes. Bobby's birthday.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you, buddy.
38?
My birthday's in May.
39.
39. Oh.
39.
How many years in a row have you been 39?
21.
Okay.
21. So not too bad.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
That is. That's
pretty good. My wife's tomorrow.
And your wife, I was getting ready to say that.
Wife's tomorrow.
Lovely. Mrs. Feely's birthday tomorrow.
Yep.
It's also my wedding anniversary on.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got married on my birthday, so I can't forget that one.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So
I always forget my birthday.
Probably going to be a lot of lovemaking in 207 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Hey, whoa.
Bingo.
Brody, you didn't hear
Brody, what happened?
Brody says, I'm going to get me out of here.
I'm never going to
listen.
Once again, big weekend. Indians volleyball, Indians football.
I wish her a happy
track,
birthday.
Joel Cup. Give them hell. I think they got the. I think they might be. Well, they run Coldwater every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Sure that they go to Spencerville for the
might be. It's not real hard to find it.
No.
We just can't cover it because I'm too stupid to.
No, you're not stupid. No. You're the brains of Fort Cover Radio.
Yeah, so I'm too stupid to be able to do it.
The brain trust.
Comment didn't know where I was at.
And the WOW tickets are going like hotcakes.
Hot
get them
crazy.
They're gonna be gone this week.
I think they said the last one I saw was around 6 o'clock. There's four places left that have tickets.
So is it wow.com for the website?
Wowraffle.com.
Wow raffle.
Did you get yours yet?
No.
Why?
You're done.
You're out.
They're the 7,000 they had online.
200 coming in the mail.
You got 200 of them?
I said $200 coming in the mail.
Oh, okay.
So hold two tickets.
There you go.
They're out of the 7,000 that they're doing online, they're over halfway gone.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
They'll be sold out next week, and this time it'll be sold out. You won't.
I think so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they won't
they're
have
going
any
fast.
Left. Not a right. chance. So, you know, and the crazy thing is, somebody was saying that the pre-event 50-50 is going to be between $200,000 and $300,000 for the winner.
I'd probably win that.
Yeah,
I'd win that. Well, should.
Be a good start for the winner.
That would be beautiful.
You could buy some of those raffle tickets for the guns and stuff.
Yeah.
You'd go home with $250,000 and 17 guns.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big gun shooter.
Big shooter.
Yeah. Big gun shooter.
Yeah.
Never shot a gun in my life.
I can't have a gun. I have a felony.
Just saying. We're not even going to talk about
it. Okay. No mention names.
No.
No names.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Taylor, the owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. our special guest to come up. We didn't know he was coming. It's a big shoe.
A big shoe.
Don Shoemaker in the house.
Don't forget about Brody.
Brody Bargy.
Brody Bargy. Yep.
We're going to have a lot of fun with Brody this year. And Brody does a really, if you've ever heard Brody on the radio, does a great job. And
he does do a good job.
He does.
Yeah. He actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I know. More than
so
you.
Are you broadcasting?
Well, I'm just saying. So.
For a career?
That's not saying much.
Well,
don't take much.
Yeah,
I thought you were a lot older.
It is better than nothing.
That's right. Spencey, everybody have a good one. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You sound great on the air.
Right, like a professional.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Pete, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery Indians.